This is Friday's Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for Restaurants and Romance. You've got a gift certificate from 849 Restaurant and Lounge, 849 Willie Rhine, and he's also opening Willie's. He's got 1501. Food is his mantra. You can go to the website, my favorite, by the way, the word 8, the number 4, the word 9. So it's still 849.com or call 325-8490. Nigel, insert a soundbite from Willie. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro, 200 South Palm Canyon Drive. They also have Aqua at the River. Food. LuluPalmSprings.com and 327-LULU. Wow, you've got a $50 gift certificate to Peaks at the Top of the Tram. That's one tram way, Palm Springs, and you know that the tram is the number one tourist attraction in the city of Palm Springs and in the Coachella Valley. PSTramway.com, 325-4537. Okay, let's see. Dennis Van Buskirk has 6 children. Nancy and Sean have how many?
5.
Okay. 6 and 5. Brady doesn't have any good. Okay, 6 and 5 is
11.
11, and my 3 is
11, 12.
Oh, thanks, that's it. We'll take the 14th phone call, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 14, I'll mail all those things out to you, and you'll be invited to the Joey English Extreme Home Makeover Wheel Spin that we're going to have in January. So on your mark, get ready, get set, go. Be caller number 14. Nobody wants to be first. They'll all wait a minute. And thank you for being so loyal to the show. I'm in my 26th year. We've been waiting and building up to, I get to say the whole thing, Brady Sandahl Real Estate, Keller Williams Luxury. No, that's wrong. Start over, Joe. No, don't start over, Nigel. I'm correcting myself. Brady Sandahl Real Estate Group, Keller Williams Luxury Homes. Is that right?
That's perfect.
Is it?
You're looking great. You're sounding great.
Oh, thanks. I'm a year older now, you know.
I know. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I take the whole month. You are so busy.
Well, I don't want to go down that road because the moment you say you're so busy, then people are like, oh, you're too busy for me. The market is really busy, and
that's
our
it.
Ladies and gentlemen are showing up every day. But I will tell you that while the market has been very strong, things are slowing down. And we've been talking about this. We've been expecting the market to pull back, and the market's pulling back partly because pricing's so high.
I have to tell you, though, right before you walked in, we had a conversation with Daniel Meyer from the airport. And June through October of this year were the best June, July, August, September, October, the best 5 months in the history of the airport.
Well, first of all, number one, friends of mine are on the airport commission, Kevin Corcoran, great guy. And number two, they're bringing more airlines into
yes.
Palm Springs. And number three, people want to travel. I think we want to be clear, though, that traveling doesn't always mean real estate buying or real estate selling. So while more people are here, inventory remains tight. For example, in the first 15, well, it was probably the first 3 weeks of November.
Okay.
Just in Palm Springs, there were only 76 properties that came on the market.
On the market.
That's not a lot. And yet there were 94 who bought. So when you have more demand than you have supply, it is going to get slower because there's less product on the shelf for people to buy, hence our supply chain problem in the country, right?
Yes.
If you don't have enough donuts on the shelf, you can't sell enough donuts that you want to sell. Well, the same thing with real estate. If you don't have enough product to sell, you don't have as many sales to make. Therefore, the market will slow down. Doesn't mean that the sky is falling. It just means that we don't have enough product on the shelf for the buyers who are ready to buy. I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it, that we are starting to see, for the first time in a year, price reductions. We're starting to see properties come off the market. Why? Because some sellers have been a little greedier than they should be, which means if they're too heavy on price, they're too bullish on price, and buyers won't agree with it, well, those properties simply aren't going to sell. That means that as buyers see more price reductions, they're going to think the market is declining. So if you are going to price your property to sell, price it to sell, not price it to keep it. Because if you price it to keep it, you're really doing everyone a disservice. In other words, you are pricing with the hope that someone's going to overpay. I mean, really overpay.
Yeah, you like say, I'll wait it out.
Well, and we've had to tell some clients, listen, I want you to get your price, but I'm afraid the market won't agree with us. And so now let's take the property off the market. We've had to do that because sellers have been too aggressive on the price and buyers aren't going to buy into that game anymore. Point number two, while interest rates are low now, we anticipate them going up. I mean, I just saw a client pay over $6 a gallon for gas in Los Angeles. When those things happen, people start to pull back. So, you know, if you are thinking that you are someone who has real estate that you'd want to sell in the next year or two, this is probably the time.
The window is closing.
Well, I don't know if it's closing, but it's getting a little bit more visible.
Okay.
That the buyers are getting more educated on pricing. So I think you got to be careful on pricing. We are starting to see price reductions. We're seeing properties, what we call expire, which means that the buyers didn't agree with the terms of the seller.
Properties expiring.
Yeah, it means that when something doesn't sell, it comes off the computer as an expired listing. Not the person, but the listing expired.
And why would that happen?
Generally price. It means that the seller was asking a price higher than what the buyer was willing to pay. And so if the seller doesn't get their price, then the property contract ends. It comes off the market. We're seeing that now. We're seeing price reductions and expired listings. And I think that means that sellers live in the past, hoping the market will continue to go up. Buyers live in the future. Sometimes that means, well, gosh, remember what happened in 2006, 7, and 8? I don't think we're going down that road again. That was more like falling off a cliff. But we really are due for some type of price correction. And I think we're seeing that happen now.
You've been telling us.
Well, we've had
the
record
sales. 90 weeks.
Andalusia, we came on the market at $3,150,000, multiple offers at $3,150,000. We came on the market in El Dorado at $2,175,000, multiple offers above $2,175,000. We had a home in downtown Palm Springs, $3,150,000. All of those are great prices. I can't take the credit for that. But what I do want to share with you is that if you are going to price it, know the local market. Choose somebody that knows not just what's sold.
You've got to know the territory, the song goes.
But understand where buyers are coming from. What are they looking for and how much are they going to pay for the home you want them to sell? And you got to be an expert in pricing right now. You've got to be crystal clear in what buyers are looking for and what they're willing to pay.
We're listening to our own Brady Sandahl. We talked about price your home to sell, not to keep. Interest rates will be going up. We learned what properties expiring means and that the market is beginning to make a price correction.
That's right.
Did you bring me a mystery house?
I always bring you a mystery house.
Joey English Mystery House. Okay.
So we've got a couple houses that we're getting ready to put on the market, and one of them is in Rancho Mirage. It's a beautiful five-bedroom home. What makes this home so unique is you have four bedrooms in the main house, and then you have the attached guest home. I was just on the phone with a client a few minutes ago, referred to us, relocating from Delaware into the desert full-time. And like most of us, we're taking care of an aging parent. And so the husband's mother is going to live with them. So they need a home with a guest home.
Perfect.
And this is more than just a standard guest. This will be the mother's residence tied to their residence. So this particular home is in Victoria Falls, a nice community in Rancho Mirage, a five-bedroom home with a south-facing backyard. And you've got all the things you want: high ceilings, open floor plan, a formal living room with dining room, a separate family room off the kitchen. You've got a south-facing pool. Obviously, you're going to have mountain views. You're going to have a private pool and spa. Quiet location, end of the cul-de-sac, three-car garage with the attached guest house.
How many square footage?
Well, it's going to have about 3,500 square feet.
Including the guest house?
Including
the
guest house.
You don't include garages in guest
house? We do not include that.
Square footage,
no,
do you?
No, we don't.
I remember what you taught me.
Yeah, it's living space.
Living space, 3,500. And it's in Victoria Falls.
Mm-hmm, in Rancho Mirage.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's going to come on the market the first, well, I think we're going on the market today, actually.
Just give me one hint. Is it over a million?
It's under, but they'll take over. If you want to pay over, they would love
that.
It will be priced under a million.
I'm going to guess, I was thinking 699.
That would be impossible in the market that we're in now. It's going to come on the market at 888.
Oh, gosh.
Now, this community is selling over $1 million.
Yes.
But this particular value proposition is it's got the original floor plan with the original finishes. Someone could move right on in. Or if they want 2022 quarts of splash and dash, well, they're going to do an elevation of the finishes. But one could move right on in and live extremely well in that particular
all
property.
All on one level?
All on one level, single story. Yep. Yep.
That seems like a deal to me.
That's the middle of the market. In fact, when we look at Rancho Mirage, and that's, you know, one of the cities, we have offices in Palm Springs and La Quinta and Rancho Mirage, and we look at Rancho Mirage. Well, we look at the median active price, and we look at the median purchase price. Now, median, as you know, is the middle mark. Well, the middle mark for Rancho Mirage of what buyers are buying right now, $979.
Because
so that's the middle of the market.
Remember a few shows ago when Joey Powell wanted you to explain why the median house price in the state of California was $800,000?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you went into the details about
difference between average, which is the
median,
sum, and median, which is the middle. Those are the differences. So still in Rancho Mirage, the median price, the middle mark of what buyers have been buying, is still very good. It's $730,000. That's a good number. Palm Springs is higher, right? Palm Springs is higher. And when you look at La Quinta, well, that's even strong. So the median means it's still affordable. You can still get affordable real estate. I know it's all relative.
Yes.
But the median is the price to focus on, not the average.
Now, will this family from Delaware fly out here, or are you virtually selling them this house?
We had that conversation. I said, you're probably going to find the property, or I'm going to find it for you. I'll tell you, this is the one. We're going to write an offer, and then you're going to have to book a flight. Now, most sellers want the buyers to see the home before they accept the offer. But
Most sellers
want the buyer to see the property before they accept the offer.
I would have thought it was the other way around.
Well, they want the buyers to see it. They want the buyers to see it. But not everybody can jump on a plane. Not everyone can get here quickly, especially from Delaware. But the point
you
is,
can do everything virtually.
You're so good.
You were doing that before we had 90 weeks.
I was doing that before we had the pandemic, because we want to make it easy for buyers to buy our inventory. So you give them the great photos. You give them the virtual tour. You give them the floor plan. It allows buyers to select in, move forward. Everything's as smooth as possible. We're really still closing about one home per day.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, listen, that sounds bigger than it really is. The bottom line is it's more important of not just what we do, but how we do it. And we are proud to say that, you know, we were named the number one team 2 years in a row. But what I'm most excited about are the 300 Google reviews we have. Those 5-star best-in-class Google reviews are terrific. I love reading those. And also we know that every time we sell a house, we're keeping about 21 people employed. Our inspectors, painters, contractors, plumbers, designers, movers. Listen, we recognize that we have a job to help our clients achieve their real estate goals, and we want to keep the economy moving forward. I'm very pro-business. You know that about me. And I want to keep our economy moving forward. That's
important. And we've
got
all these new flights coming in nonstop from Canada now.
Well, we just launched nonstop service last week to Austin, Texas. Compliments of Alaska.
San Jose.
Edmonton.
Nashville, where my granddaughter is.
Right.
Nonstop Allegiant.
All of these places are going to connect us to each other.
And these airlines wouldn't want this new visibility in Palm Springs if the economy wasn't good, that means housing.
Well, they recognize that people are out traveling. I mean, if you look at Avis stock, which is a stock I wanted to buy and thought I did at $10 a share, it's now over $270 a share.
Oh, my stars.
Well, people are renting cars again. People are flying again. People are at, you know, in hotels again. People are in short-term rentals again. And, ladies and gentlemen, people are still buying real estate.
BradySandall.com. Phone number
409-1540. That's my personal cell. You can call or text.
I didn't know that.
You know, we're happy to sit down over the phone or in Zoom or in person and walk you through where the market is and candidly what we think a buyer will pay for the home that you'd like us to list and sell. And when you do hire us, remember you're putting people to work, people that want to work, and we're happy to put them to work.
You're the best. That's all we have on the show is the best. Brady's the best. Thank you so much for stopping by. Okay, Joey pals, Nigel and I will be waiting for you Monday, 920 AM, 99.1 FM, 1340, and 92.3. Until then, Happy New Year!